1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers will soon consider legislation to make statewide ballot referendum questions more clear for voters. The proposed bill would require the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to provide a plain language summary of any statewide ballot referendum question. The goal is to ensure that voters know exactly what a yes vote or no vote would do without being confused by technical or legal language. The bill was authored by Republican state lawmakers and has support from voting rights groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and League of Women Voters. The Attorney General is currently responsible for preparing an explanation of each question, which cannot be written in a way where a no vote approves a referendum and a yes vote rejects it. If passed into law, the new legislation would remove that responsibility from the partisan elected position and require the Legislative Reference Bureau to draft both the referendum and explainers. Statewide referendums have become a more frequently used tool by Republican lawmakers seeking to circumvent vetoes by Governor Tony Evers over recent years. As Wisconsin lawmakers prepare for competitive elections in November, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is outlining his goals and legislative priorities for 2026. According to a TMJ4 report, those priorities include efforts to lower property taxes and passing a constitutional amendment that would limit the governor's ability to raise property taxes unilaterally. That proposed constitutional amendment specifically references the partial veto Governor Tony Evers used in the 2023-2025 biennial budget to increase per-student school funding for the next 400 years. One major strain on property taxes across the state has been the increased reliance of school districts on operational referendums to maintain their services. Last April's election saw a total of 89 school referendums proposed, 51 of which were operational referendums as districts turned to property taxpayers to address their budget constraints amid declining enrollment numbers and inflation. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also highlighted targeted income tax cuts on overtime pay and tips for servers as a priority for 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Trevon Diggs is now a Packer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Defensive back Trevon Diggs is in Green Bay and practicing with the team. The 27-year-old cut by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. Diggs says after he got the call from the Packers, the first person he called was his friend and former teammate, Micah Parsons.
He told me, you know, it's work. It's a lot different. You know, he said, I'm going to like it a lot and I'm going to enjoy it. And so far, I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today and, you know, I had a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a great, great thing to be here.
You want to play Sunday? Can you play Sunday?
Yeah.
The Packers play the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at noon. Matt LaFleur has decided to start third-string quarterback Clayton Toon and rest Jordan Love and others to get ready for the postseason. Basketball tonight, the Bucks at home against the Charlotte Hornets. College hoops, the Badgers host Purdue tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny with just a light breeze today. Our high in the mid-teens this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 8 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.